Welcome to the Art and Science of Complex Sales. This is a podcast where we explore how the best B2B sales leaders make the complex simple, drive relationships and revenue, and generally elevate the sales profession. In this podcast, we're bringing together sales experts, thought leaders, top account executives, buyers, industry insiders, all to share their experiences and best practices for navigating the complex sales cycle. So whether you're a seasoned sales professional, a sales leader, or just starting out, you're going to find practical insights and actionable advice that you can apply to your own sales journey. Plus, we have a bit of fun. Hey, you calling me a wimp? This special episode is a conversation with Jenica Dixon of Slattery Sales Group. It's about the release of their new must-read book, Wimp Junction. Based on years of building quota-crushing sales teams in complex B2B sales, this book delivers on the promises of helping sales leaders and practitioners drive higher margins, win more deals, and eliminate fiction-filled forecasts. So let's get started with Jenica Dixon. Jenica, welcome back to the Art and Science of Complex Sales. How the heck are you?
Thank you. I'm doing well, Paul. Good to see you. I am recovering from a cold. I think I was last time too, though. So sorry if my voice cracks and gets a little deep. So,
yeah. Well, it is that age of having kids around and young ones and school and all that stuff that I don't think you actually ever recover from a cold from the time they're like one till probably, I think 18, because I haven't.
So many germs. Everywhere. So yes, if I stop and drink a lot of water, that's what's happening here. So other than my voice, we're doing great. So.
That's all good. Well, I got to say, I'd much rather be out there in the world of the germs and like eating off the floor and rolling around in it than stuck in my house and locked there. So I'm so glad that doesn't have to happen anymore.
That's true. That's very true. Yeah. Yeah.
So I think I just got taken off the air in half of. No, I'm kidding. Hey, so you got some exciting, you have some exciting news. We got to jump directly to that. And let me be one of the first to congratulate you on this release. The book is getting released. Jenica Dixon is getting a book release. This is awesome.
It is. It's very exciting. So we are coming out with the book Wimp Junction. Wimp Junction. So available Wimp at your local friendly neighborhood Amazon.
It has nothing to do with Popeye and Wimpy and any of that stuff.
No, but you should eat your spinach.
So. You should. I just aged myself dramatically in that. Dramatically.
Shit. That's okay.
Did kids even know what spinach is these days? I think it has to be like combined in like an acai bowl or something like that. Or a smoothie.
I think so. Yeah. I think so. Yeah. They blend it. Yeah. Oh my God.
Wimp Junction, congratulations. That's really cool. There's a lot of history behind that name.
There is. So,
yeah.
There
is. And I know it connects to a lot of stuff that your dad has done and that you're continuing and moving forward. And you mind just sharing what's about?
I would love to. Thank you. The concept of Wimp Junction is one that my dad came up with decades ago. And it was in a time in our business when we were struggling. You know, he was striking out and he's got this business, and he had this idea come to him, which describes where a complex sale is lost, the point where a complex sale is lost, because it usually isn't where the seller thinks it was lost. It's usually earlier than that. And so this idea came to him, and nobody had ever really articulated the loss of a complex sale quite like that before. And so he began teaching it and sharing it with other people and explaining like that this is a thing. And as soon as he would explain it to people, it would resonate so quickly with anybody who's out in the marketplace doing complex sales, because it's very common. And we have the image of a railroad track, like a railroad track, you know, coming down. Mm-hmm. And then there's a junction and you've got two options. You can either follow the prospect's buying system, which is designed to commoditize you and completely annihilate your margins, or you can follow your selling system and really intentionally conduct your sale in a way that isn't necessarily easy, but will keep you on the right side of the tracks so that you don't get commoditized and follow the prospect's buying system at Wimp Junction. And so he developed this idea that you really do hit a junction. And you can either follow their system or yours, because they do have a buying system. They absolutely do. These enterprises have prospects. Your prospects are trained to commoditize you. They literally do go to training and to learn how to defend themselves from salespeople and how to squeeze margins out of them. In fact, my dad actually attended one of those training ones. Did you know that?
Really?
He actually attended one of those. Yeah. He saw an advertisement for how to defend your company from highly skilled salespeople. And because he was a sales trainer, he was like, well, I'll attend.
Was it like jujitsu or something?
It was fascinating because it's a room full of people whose job it is to, you know, procure things. So it might've been procurement, but you know, any other title in an organization where they are sold to, and they learned tactics. I mean, it was negotiation. It was tapping into salesperson's weaknesses, like their need to be liked. The disappointment that one is taught to show is amazing. Mm. Like putting that salesperson, just hit that nerve of, you know, they don't like me. But you know, I'm really disappointed in your price.
So is that why he called it? Like, is Wimp Junction like a courageous? Is that a part of the book? Is this the point you need to be courageous as a seller, or what's behind the junction?
You know, that's a great question. The naming of it, he learned the lesson himself by his own experiences of having really what he says wimped out. He wimped out and he didn't do what he needed to do. And so that's why he called it Wimp Junction. It was kind of a self-effacing title.
It's
really where you unintentionally surrender your margins in a sale because you're accidentally following the prospect's buying system. So yes, it does take some courage to ask those business appropriate questions that might make the prospect a little bit uncomfortable, but are really part of consultative selling at high value. You've got to be able to ask those questions and follow your selling system ruthlessly, but gently as well. I mean, we're not here to bulldoze prospects, but just simply be aware that they have a system and we have a system. And at the end of every conversation, one party will have advanced their sale one step further, and you want to make sure it's you.
So why this book and why now?
It's a book that needed to be written for a long time. My dad, Terry Slattery, is brilliant, and he is known and loved in the industry by so many. And he was so busy for so long doing what he does best, which is the training and the coaching and the consulting and complex sales, that he never sat down and wrote the book. Mm-hmm. And so when I joined him full-time, finally, I mean, I was working with him on and off since I was like 12, but finally I joined him full-time during COVID with the intent to gather up everything that he knows and package it into a book that is accessible and can be used by sellers, especially those of complex sales, but really anybody, to really empower them to win, because we want to empower sellers to win complex sales. It's not easy. I think selling is a very difficult but honorable profession. And I want to honor that effort, and I want to help sellers win and earn a lot. That's really my goal.
Well, no, that's awesome. And so here's a question. You're not going to get this off. And your dad's been in the game a lot, or a game for a long time, right? Mm-hmm. Developed this back earlier in his career. Is it still relevant?
Oh boy. Yes. We still tell people the story of Wimp Junction, the tracks. Here's what it looks like on the prospect side of the tracks. And it's still just, you can hear it going ding as it resonates with people every time we tell it, because they're just like, oh my gosh, that's exactly what happened to me. Do deals still get stalled? Do deals slow down? Is the opportunity maybe not moving as quickly as we had hoped it was moving?
Ooh, yes, that happens. All those things.
It does. It does.
So that's what this helps with then. That's what this helps drive. It helps with urgency. It helps with, I mean, geez, if you get past that junction, it seems like it would help with a lot of things: forecasting, urgency, ability to move things forward.
Exactly. Yes. It helps get the fiction out of the forecast, because you can see really where your opportunities are, because there are a lot of opportunities that have taken a turn at Wimp Junction and they are following the prospect system. And until that's diagnosed, they're in the forecast, and they probably shouldn't be. And because they're not going to close. They're not going to close anytime soon. And it brings clarity to where an opportunity really is. And military leaders call it situational awareness. And mm-hmm. we use that phrase a lot to indicate you need to know where you are, what are your surroundings, where are you going, what's in your way. And Wim Junction is a concept that really brings clarity to your situational awareness. Where am I? What side of the tracks am I on? What's next? What am I going to face? And it helps pull the fiction out of the forecast, and it helps really bring that focus back to the urgency. Like you said, it's and start moving those deals forward at a cadence that's a little bit more acceptable.
So there is, you're an author now. So big deal, very big deal.
Awesome.
Actually, it is a big deal. Congratulations. And that this is really, it is long overdue. So I have to ask you a question I've heard people ask other authors. If someone could boil down the book and take one key, most important idea out of it, what, besides the name of Wink Junction, what would that idea be?
Ooh.
I also have a very good answer to this question I heard someone give, but I'll let you try and answer it first.
Okay. Well, my brain is going in a few different ways. The concept that I would have someone take away is your prospects do have a buying system. Mm-hmm. It is designed to commoditize you. And if you want to sell at high margins, which if you're a seller, you have to be selling at high margins because salespeople are really expensive. So you have to be selling at high margin. You need to be aware of their process. You've got to be aware of their system, and you have to avoid it and defend your margins. And there is incredible value in really knowing what you bring to the marketplace so that you can avoid being commoditized, what uniqueness you bring. But just know that for those who are from the Midwest, I always make sure that we highlight this fact: your prospects are lying to you. They do have a system to follow. They are lying to you, even if they don't quite realize they are. Don't we all lie to salespeople? It's kind of universal. So if they say they're interested, just please take it with a grain of salt. Know that that is it's a way to pull you down to their side of the tracks, even if they're not intentionally doing it. It is so common. But I always kind of have to highlight that point for the Midwestern listeners.
That's it. We are way too nice.
We are. We believe everything that people tell us.
And it's yes. Okay. It was funny. I had a Midwestern Ohio boy. My first territory was up in British Columbia and Washington. And then my second territory was New York.
Oh.
So both places are going to much more be respected. Understand that. Yeah, they're... They weave around the truth, but they're also completely different in how they do it. Like the one side of the world took 4 hours, the other side took 15 seconds. it was really interesting. Yes. Hey, so and I got to give you the answer, by the way, that question that I teed up for you, which was not a fair question, because the answer is I wouldn't have written a whole book if I could have just gotten it across in once. Simple point.
That is the right answer. You're right.
That is the right answer. Yeah. Well, I am so pumped for you and for Slattery and the impact this is going to make. I'm going to highly recommend the read to everybody just based on the concepts and ideas. I can't wait to get my copy, and it will be read within the first. It's not like 300 pages or like 900 pages, is it?
No. I made sure that it wasn't the length of War and Peace because
okay,
of
good,
my
good.
Credit market.
So, okay, good. So I can read it in a week or two.
Yes, you can.
Okay. That'll be awesome. And we're going to make that happen.
We really wanted to put everything in it. So there is a lot there, but my goal was to empower sellers with everything that we've got. I know that there's a lot of conventional wisdom that says like, yeah, maybe hold some back, save that for the consulting gig. And that's not how we roll. So we put everything that we thought could possibly be of value to sellers in the marketplace, take the book, be equipped, be empowered to win complex sales, because that's really what we want to see.
I love it. Jenica Dixon, Elevating the Sales Profession, Wimp Junction. Make sure you get it. Do you have a specific website, or is it just Amazon or anywhere that
WimpJunction.com.
WimpJunction.com.
Yep.
Let's absolutely flood the website. Let's crash the website with requests to buy. Let's make it happen. This is absolutely 100% necessary to get out in the market and understand. And I thank you so much for getting pen to paper and make it happen awesome. On behalf of all salespeople. So
thank you.
With that, any final things before we close it out?
Keep selling excellently. It's an honorable thing to do. Keep winning.
Amen. I say it this way, keep shining bright, everybody. Get out there. Keep elevating the sales profession. And thank you so much, Jenica, for this. Thank you for the book and the contribution to sales excellence across the world. Let's keep making it happen. And with that, we'll sign off today for this special episode of the Art and Science Complex Sales. Have an amazing one.
Thank you, Paul. Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Art and Science of Complex Sales. This podcast is sponsored by Membrane and our partners from around the globe. Here at Membrane, we believe that B2B sales is at a crossroads. Due to decades of quantity-based prospecting, information overload, and really a shift towards efficiency over service and pitching over leadership in sales, customers are saying enough is enough. They're tuning out average performers and choosing to take most of the buying journey on their own. This results in up and down sales results, forecasts that are all over the place, and salespeople that are half committed due to the fact that they're having poor results and they have an inability to truly connect with customers. We believe the road successful companies are taking to combat this is threefold. Number one, training to create leaders and executives across all areas of the team with strong habits and sales methodologies that bring value. Number two, technology. Technology that focuses and helps a salesperson succeed and reinforces great habits rather than wasting their time on filling out fields for reporting or wasting their time on spamming customers that have no interest in ever buying. Third, talent. And I'm talking about talent that's empowered and emboldened to make a difference for their customers and their companies. So where are you on that journey? Membrane and our network of partners across the globe are here to help and to elevate the sales profession. We streamline critical technology by combining CRM, training and enablement, and more into one seamless platform. We drive best-in-class methodologies through our partners. They provide the top thought leadership methodologies and resources from across the globe. And our collective efforts are dedicated to recruiting, training, coaching, and empowering, and measuring the habits of the top teams in the world to ensure success. Join us at membrane.com to learn more. And thank you so much for listening.